Once you were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. A good prelude to John's story of Jesus and the man born blind. Remember, his significant gospel was historicized theology. Historicized theology, meaning depicted as history. So enter the story with me. Hear its amazing message. It's quite wonderful. Its humor containing the stuff of life and belief, religious assumptions and distractions, often causing people to miss the point, miss the miracle. Plus, Jesus and John could be quite funny, but we don't hear it because it's scripture. To set the stage, in Jesus' time, it was assumed that a child born imperfect, clubfoot, cleft lip, crippled limb, mental defect, deaf, blind, meant someone had sinned. Jesus said no. As is custom for healings, he makes a paste of dirt and spit, bits of creation and himself. Then the dialogue is really quite delightful. Aren't you the man who used to sit and beg? I am. Then how do your eyes come to be open? The man called Jesus made a paste, daubed my eyes with it, told me to go wash at the Siloam pool, so I washed and I can see. Where is he? I don't know. This man can't be from God. He doesn't keep Shabbat. But how could a sinner produce something like this? What do you say about him? He's a prophet? Is this man really your son, who you say was born blind? We know he's our son. No, he was born blind, but we don't know how he came to see or who opened his eyes. He's old enough, ask him. Give glory to God. We know that this man's a sinner. I don't know if he's a sinner. I only know I was blind and now I see. What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? I've told you once and you wouldn't listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become a disciple too? You can be his disciples. We're disciples of Moses. We know God spoke to Moses, but this man, we don't know where he comes from. Now here's an astonishing thing. He's opened my eyes, and you don't know where he comes from. We know God doesn't listen to sinners, but God does listen to men who are devout and do his will. Ever since the world began, it's unheard of for anyone to open the eyes of a man born blind. If this man weren't from God, he couldn't do anything. Are you trying to teach us? And you a sinner through and through since you were born? Jesus heard they'd driven him away. When he found him, he sure had a new disciple. But obviously, Jesus didn't know the theory of unintended consequences. Imagine now, if this had happened when the healing didn't go well. Now, in your bulletin, you'll see there are two blind men, one facing Jesus, the other not sure. Imagine a story when the other blind man returned with his sight, but not happy about it. Might have gone this way. What the hell have you done? You were blind and restored your sight. I didn't ask you to do that. But you did go to the pool at Siloam and wash yourself. Yeah, but I didn't think it would work. Aren't you happy you can see? No, it's ruined my business. I made good money just sitting there begging. People felt sorry for me. I was taken care of. My partners are furious. said, I broke my contract and now I have to go to work. What? Now I have to take responsibility for my own life. Do you know how hard that is? Yes, I do. That's the trouble with being able to see. The story of Jesus and the man born blind ends with Jesus' words that may describe our situation right now. It's for judgment that I came into the world so that those without sight may see and those with sight turn blind. Now, each of us has trials. One morning, I noticed a small circular haze in the center of my left eye. Diagnosis: macular degeneration. Luckily, my right eye is 20/20, and with treatment, my vision is holding, even passed my driver's test last month. Life is the great teacher, isn't it? Now I know. Just to see is itself the miracle. So, what are your blind spots? We all have them. Do you want those blind spots to be healed? Some don't. Really comfortable with them. Trouble is, when you do see, you have to take responsibility. Can't unsee what you've experienced in your life, in our nation. You have to act like March 28. Sadly, a lot of blindness in our country is caused by religion. People used the Bible to justify slavery. Quote the Bible to defend white male superiority, prejudice, racial, religious, sexual. Fight against women's health care, including abortions that save life. Jesus had a poignant phrase for such leaders. They are the blind leading the blind. And when one blind man leads another, they both fall into the pit. A federal government blind to human rights and needs is walking us toward a black hole like Iran, but it's filled with people. Blind guides, Jesus called them, not wanting to see, and they vote or appoint the Supreme Court. You may have heard the story when a boy's dog gave birth. He set up a stand reading, "Baptist puppies for sale." That night, the wife of the Baptist preacher said, "I think I'd like one of those Baptist puppies." But when she stopped by the next day, the sign read, "Episcopal puppies for sale." "I thought these were Baptist puppies." "Yeah, but now their eyes are open." Being able to see happens in different ways, sometimes through music. Christmas 2021. My wife Jill had been in memory care with Alzheimer's for a year, so as a treat, I took her to Christmas dinner at the beautifully decorated fourth floor of assisted living. Seated at a table for two, they were serving soft drinks and hors d'oeuvres when a violinist arrived, accompanied by a CD, and began to play Christmas carols and Broadway tunes. When he began playing a song I knew, I took Jill's hand and quietly started singing it to her. Suddenly, her face changed. Then her eyes. And all of a sudden, she was there, totally present. Seeing me through the cloud, she looked at me and said so sweetly, "I love you." "I love you too, sweetheart," I replied, both eyes now filled with tears. It lasted only 7 to 10 seconds, but it was the best Christmas present I ever received. In those precious moments, she could see. See and know that I loved her, even in that place. At Divinity School, my eyes were opened to see and understand the Bible by reading it in its historical, cultural context, respecting ancient worldviews, just the way people saw life back then, like we do in our own time. That gift has enlightened my life ever since, allowing me to see present circumstances in the light of Hebrew scripture, the words of Jesus, and all who responded to his life and words with their own words. That insight has allowed me to focus their perspectives onto our time. Looking at Jesus, listening to his words, we can see life in a new light. Learn to recognize and deal with our own blind spots, and get help in clinic or church where healing of sight and soul are possible in the light of Christ, and take that vision into our communities, into our nation. Now, in honor of Jesus and the man born blind, let's sing together. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was blind, but